But anyway, the real reason I'm calling, George, if anybody out there, any American, thinks we're safe with the FBI and the CIA, those guys are clocks. They're not smart. You got to hear this. Jack Anderson, remember him?
A long time, yeah.
Okay, Art did an interview with him about a year ago. Uh-huh. I love that man. But anyway, on Good Morning America, he used to come on every morning at exactly 10 after 7, and he'd do 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, Reagan just became president. He came on, say it was a Monday, he'd say, my sources, remember that line?
Yep.
My sources tell me there's a Reagan hit squad coming in the country. Tuesday, my sources tell me the Reagan hit squad is here. Wednesday, by the way, I haven't told anybody this story, I'm too afraid. Wednesday, he says, they're here. Thursday, he holds up pictures. There were 6 guys. Pictures. These are the Reagan hit squad. I was coming home from a date on Interstate 80 at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, you know you're not allowed to hitchhike on an interstate. There's this Middle Eastern guy hitchhiking. As soon as my headlights hit him, I knew who he was.
Who was he?
He was one of those guys on the picture that Jack Anderson held up.
Well, the Anderson's sources were pretty darn good.
That's right. Okay. Now, I stop and pick this guy up. My date, you know, she don't know what to do, you know, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell her what's going on.
You stopped and picked him up?
I picked him up. He was a little guy. I figured I could handle him. Anyway, get this. When I walked her to the door, I still got the guy in my car. I walk her to the door, I tell her, call the FBI. Call somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, I take this guy home with me. I'm thinking these things like, oh, man, I'm saving the president's life, or maybe I'll get my 15 minutes, so who knows? Anyway, she calls me. She tells me there's no answer.
Oh, no.
That's right. Okay, so I call the FBI. I make this guy a steak-em sandwich and a glass of milk. I figure at least I'll get a good fingerprint. I mean, my mind's going 100 miles an hour.
What? I got to call you a patriot, my man. Jeez.
Well, anyway, but he won't take his army fatigue jacket off. And I'm wondering, does he got an Uzi under there?
Who knows, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so he falls asleep, sitting up. But anyway, I go in the bedroom. I call the FBI in Pittsburgh. A girl answers the phone. I told her, I got to speak to an agent. You know, I'm whispering.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, there's nobody here. It was December 23rd.
Oh, right around Christmas.
Right. I said, what do you mean? She goes, exact quote, well, we celebrate Christmas, too. Can you believe it?
So what happened?
Okay, so
you need to speed this up for me because I've got to hear
right. I lend the guy $5, take him to the interstate, and let him go.
And that was it.
Right. Now, I'm figuring helicopters are going to land in my yard, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know what was going to happen. So I get a phone call the day after Christmas. Imagine, 3 days go by.
Yeah.
These guys didn't even have Jack Anderson's pictures.
Oh,
boy, I
no.
hope Jack's listening.
I don't know.
And anyway.
Jack's still alive? I guess
yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
He's way up there in age.
He couldn't talk real good on one hard interview to him about a year ago. He has MS or something. But anyway. They come to my apartment the day after Christmas. They don't have the pictures. They return the next day. They have Jack Anderson's pictures. I said, there he is, right there. I mean, I picked him up. There he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go to my date. She's a nurse at a hospital. They go right to the hospital.
Show her the picture, right?
She picks the guy up. There he is, right there. Now, you think they would send their fingerprint guys, whatever? I live in a township. They sent the township, I don't know what these guys are, like part-time cops, to get the fingerprints off the glass that I made him with a glass.
Did they ever find this guy again?
I haven't heard anything, and I was too afraid to tell anybody because those guys might come and get me.
Well, I got to tell you, this is a strange, strange story, and the bottom line about all this is the way our intelligence community just drops the ball, and... You're absolutely right with that.